This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power in Columbus, Ohio, today at the EAS Sports Nutrition and NSCA, National Strength and Conditioning Association's Sports Nutrition Symposium. And this podcast is with one of the featured speakers today, Dr. Jose Antonio. He's enjoying some uncharacteristically cool August Ohio weather. Dr. Antonio, welcome to our ASAP podcast.
Hey, Edward, thanks. I enjoy these interviews, and certainly the weather here in Ohio is not, it's actually kind of cold for us Floridians, so, I should have brought a sweater.
Doc, first take a minute, tell our listeners about your background and where you're at. You're way down at the end of Florida, so tell us about it.
I currently reside in South Florida, outside of Fort Lauderdale. I am the Chief Executive Officer of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. We're the only academic society focusing on sports nutrition. I'm also a professor at Nova Southeastern University in Davie, Florida. I teach exercise physiology, strength and conditioning, and anatomy there. And I also do a lot of consulting for the sports supplement industry. I work with VPX, one of the bodybuilding brands in the industry. So I dabble a lot in, obviously, the sports supplements and sports nutrition.
Doc, you have some very convincing data on a substance known as creatine. What is it, and what's the best way to put this stuff to work for our bodies?
Creatine is actually a substance that's found naturally in meat. So if you eat meat or fish, you're going to get creatine. It's made from three amino acids, methionine, arginine, and glycine. And the best way to take it is to take roughly a 3 to 6 gram dose per day. That's roughly a teaspoon. Mix it with your favorite drink. Take it post-workout, and it'll help you increase muscle mass, improve endurance performance, and improve strength, and actually improves a whole host of things related to health as well. It's one of the best supplements you can take.
So what would be two supplements that you would recommend to athletes at the collegiate level that would be beneficial to that athlete, and at the same time falling in with the parameters set forth by the NCAA?
There's really a couple issues there. One, the NCAA has certain regulations where a university cannot provide supplements that are muscle building. So aside from the fact that I'm not a university representative supplying supplements, there's a separate issue of what would be good advice for the athletes, because athletes could still buy whatever they want. And I would suggest they consume a protein shake post-workout, roughly, get at least 40 grams of protein post-workout. And again, creatine, it's a great supplement. They should be taking, 5 grams of creatine daily. And if you're a fan of caffeine, I'd suggest like one or, a couple hundred milligrams of caffeine pre-workout as a way to boost performance.
So for the creatine, you go by body weight, or you're just going by grams?
Nope. No need to go by body weight. Hell, that's too complicated. No one wants complications. Yeah. They're just like, hey, tell me how much to take, and I'll take it. And it works for 99% of the people who take it that way. So that's what I'd suggest.
Also on recommendations for relative to protein, fat, carbohydrates for the typical athlete, should you shoot for grams of each, or do you have any type of advice there?
I'm a firm believer that eating or dieting shouldn't be about mathematics. When you start counting stuff, it just becomes a pain in the butt, and then no one wants to follow it. But in general, what you should do is choose certain foods. Go for the protein and fat foods first, and then when you choose carbs, make sure they're unprocessed. So don't eat processed carbs or limit them. So limit your breads, limit your pastas, eat as much vegetables as you want, eat as much fruit as you want. And that is the general advice I would give.
Okay. Today you also mentioned and talked a lot about milk. And is there a certain type of milk, skim versus regular 2%?
No, actually, there's some interesting data showing that chocolate milk, when you take it, consume it post-workout, helps with recovery. So, and there's no particular brand. Chocolate milk is chocolate milk. Again, it's repeating the behavior that it's important. If you drink chocolate milk post-workout and that's what works for you, stick to it. If it's a protein shake, stick to that. So you got to be able to do behavior that you will repeat day in, day out.
Thanks, Dr. Antonio. Something tells me you need to get back down south, down to Florida. Athletic Strength and Power, ASAP, really appreciates you taking out a few extra minutes here in Columbus, Ohio today to talk to us about sports nutrition.
Well, thanks, Ed. I appreciate it. It's a lot of fun, and I enjoy talking about this. And for those of you who listen to your website, you can go, I would appreciate it if you like the Facebook page for the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and we can, we'll promote what you do, promote what we do, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And if somebody wanted to get more information about some of the things with your journal and everything, is there a website for that
too? Yeah, the best place is go to the ISSN site. It's www.the, T-H-E, ISSN.org. And if you need to contact me, there's a contact button there. It'll go straight to me. So
thank you very much, Dr. Jose Antonio.
Hey, thank you.